707 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch, 675, the speeches to the jury. Mr. Arnold for the state. Mr. Arnold, gentlemen, in the brief space at my disposal, I cannot possibly discuss all of the facts in this case. It has taken over a day and a half for the hearing of the witnesses, and it is therefore only possible for me to touch on the high points. I hope to cover all the significant aspects of the testimony before my time expires. Every case is controlled by a few main features in the evidence, and these features are impossible to overlook. Gentlemen, this is a particularly challenging case to argue because the facts are so clear. Gentlemen of the jury, I dread the thought that the day might come when there is one law for the rich and another for the poor in the state of Georgia. Before the law, all persons are equal, and the wealth of a man should not prejudice the minds of honest men against him. We all have the opportunity to become rich. It depends entirely upon ourselves. When, through our industry and business acumen, we accumulate what we regard as riches, it must not be said that we are unprotected from the attacks of envious and unscrupulous individuals. We all aspire to wealth. This woman wanted to become rich in one fell swoop. She set a high price for one immoral act. It has been said that the greatest enemy to good law is the person who argues, "The defendant is a woman. She is guilty, but because of her sex, let us acquit her." Gentlemen, such arguments trample justice underfoot. You declared that you were impartial in your minds in this case when you answered the voir dire, not merely impartial, except where there was a woman involved. God pity the man, that sniveling, spineless creature who loses his head over a woman's tears. I do not wish to be harsh on anyone. The verdict in this case cannot be severe. The law of Georgia classifies the crime only as a misdemeanor. I believe it ought to be a felony, but